You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You guys know that I'm an old person, and you delight in when it is that I get fooled by the internet. So when this story ended up on my lap today, I thought I was being fooled by the internet. You've got a basketball scout, Joey Franco. You may know him because he recruited Chris Mills and OJ Mayo back in the day. I don't know why you would know that specific thing, but he has some acclaim in this sport, and now he's doing something interesting with it. He is starting an app. It is called All-Star Assist. And Joey Franco, because I like to go and find some of the offbeat things that you find all around sports in our country, Joey Franco joins us now. All-Star Assist. Joey, thank you for making the time. Can you explain to the audience what it is that this app is? Because I think they'd find the premise a little bit hard to believe.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. Thank you very much for having me on. It's an app that, it's not a dating app. I want to make that perfectly clear because we've been called that a lot, and that's not accurate. But it's the kind of a similar idea. It was inspired by that. We pair tall and athletic couples, and try to put them together so that they can have children that will play D1, hopefully even make the NBA. And it's just as simple as that.
You're someone who feeds talent to Oklahoma State, UNLV, Montverde Academy. You have had some success with this, right? I'm reading here, there's a 6'11 former center from Creighton that you paired with a 6'2 center from La Tech's women's team, and that they're happy and in love, and she's 4 months pregnant. The part that I couldn't believe is that Northern Illinois and NC State have already offered scholarships.
I know that it sounds, what do you want to call it, creepy, strange, offbeat to certain people, but, there's probably plenty of apps you can find that are even stranger, and it works. We've had a lot of success. It's an idea. I've been doing this. I've been scouting since I was very young. I'm 56 years old, and I've been scouting since I was 24, 25 years old. And I noticed very early on that the kids of the players have a tremendous advantage. And not only in, their physical gifts, but what they grow up in, what's imparted to them. And so I had this idea in my mind for a very long time, but hey, there was no technology for it. There has been in the last bunch of years, and sure enough, this has worked. I'm very hands-on. It's driven by analytics and data and technology, of course, but it absolutely requires a personal touch. Very involved personally as a scout, always have been. I have tremendous love and concern for the players that I promote and that I scout. And for example, I'll be in the delivery room when that child is born, the one you just mentioned. And I'm also a registered doula, which has been a tremendously rewarding part of my life, even separate from from how much, you know, it feeds into what I do in this endeavor. But being in there in the delivery room and looking out for health concerns, such as the baby's hips are treated with the proper care and the newborn gets that little bit of extra oxygen to promote growth right from the jump. I'm full service in this way, and I love what I do, Dan.
You say hands-on because I couldn't believe this when I was reading it. A 7'2 Ukrainian center played professionally in Italy. You paired with a 5'11 former power forward from South Carolina who played 3 years in the WNBA.
Yes, and like, by the way, I can't name names for privacy reasons, but your information is 100% correct.
Well, is my information also correct that because they have so many communication problems in their relationship that you're someone who helps there too? That you're someone who goes to Cancun to help with their relationship? Because this is being filed as altruism, Joey, but this is also something you're making money off of this as well.
I am definitely making money, and oh, I am a professional doula. I am not a licensed therapist or anything like that. But like I say, I do love these kids. I take a very personal interest and, of course, a professional interest. And, you know, like I say, the app is free. The only thing I ask in return is that I get first crack at representing them when they're ready to turn pro, when they're ready to promote themselves. And, yeah, you know, I know these kids really well. I care very, very deeply. And so I do everything. I'm therapist. I'm father. I'm mother. I'm doula. I've helped many a couple. I've also seen every problem that young folks can encounter. And I like to impart that wisdom. And I think I've helped a lot of these kids, regardless of whether, you know, we end up with a kid in the NBA or not. I just helping them through their lives and being successful together. That's the most important thing to me.
Can you explain the science of some of this to us? Because I'm reading that a couple that you matched through your app had a baby that was projected to be 7'6".
That's right. That's correct.
And at 11 months old, that baby has hands already the size of yours.
You did your homework. That's right. You read the press release. Yeah, now I'm not a huge guy. I'm only 5'11". But yeah, no, the kid's hands are almost the size of mine. Now you gotta check in with that about every 8 months because these percentiles change. But it's simple. I mean, it's really intuitive, as you might imagine, Dan. The science is you get two real big people, you got a decent chance of creating a really big child. And that's what we're on the lookout for. And there's certain determinative factors, that chromosomally and otherwise, that you can look at. But it's not an exact science. But Dan, even if these kids don't, you know, yield... And we've had a lot of kids, you know, that we had a kid that was, you know, 6'9", 225, couldn't play a lick, couldn't play, you know, but that is what it is. There's no penalty for that, of course, you know, at least not to them, not to the families. But, you know, it just is a leg up. It's an advantage, and it's a way to get in there early, but not to exploit these people, but to nurture them, to bring them along.
Joey, I've got to be at least a little bit cynical there. I mean, you can't make this about a love story. This isn't, I mean, come on. It's nice that is sometimes the end result, but you're not doing this for love, or at least not love between two people. It might be love of basketball and business.
Well, Dan, I mean, I am a businessman. It is a business. I mean, I'm sure you love sports and you love talking into a microphone, but I'm sure you love it even more when you're paid for it. I mean, I can't just invite you over to my house and say, hey, Dan, you know, talking to my microphone for free. I want to hear your sports takes. You know, it's for me and my family. No, you do it for a wide audience. You make some money off it. You like to think you do good with it. So do I. So, of course, I'm making a buck at the same time.
What represents your greatest success story?
Well, you mentioned it. I've currently got four players in the NBA. I've got nine players in Europe. And I got over 20 players either headed into Division I college or already in there. And again, sure, I like making a living. I thought of it. And I was able to see this through with the tech and whatnot and the science. But It's something I was doing anyway, Dan. I found myself being, like I say, nursemaid, therapist, doula to these kids. So now I just, you know, I kind of formalized it. And it's working out pretty well for everybody. Nobody has to do it. I'm not twisting anybody's arm. Something I offer if people are interested. You know, they look me up, they know where to go.
I find it fairly shocking. I don't know why that you're a doula. Can you give us some of the details involved with one of you? You're not always there when the birth happens.
No, I mean, I don't force myself into a situation. But and I'm a doula separate from this. I'm a professional doula. I learned that I love that part of the whole aspect of things along the way, and so I've done it for friends, family, professionally. But combining the two interests and being there in the delivery room offering health advice and nurturing these kids that way is probably the most gratifying part of all this.
Are you branching out? Do I have this right? That because of the success, you're not going to limit it to basketball?
No. Why limit it to basketball? I mean, that's what I came up scouting, and that's what I know the best, but it absolutely applies to other sports. And in fact, you know, Dan, I noticed that you have kind of a classic catcher's build. I got a softball catcher from Texas. Young girl, beautiful girl, sweet girl. You interested in meeting, seeing if you guys click, maybe making some baseball playing babies?
That's inappropriate. I think I'm married and I'm not.
Oh, I didn't realize you're married. Excuse me.
Thank you. But I also think that that's a bit aggressive to assume that I would produce. Yes, I have a catcher's build, that can be said, an overweight catcher's build. And I'm 6'4", but I don't know why I would qualify. That doesn't sound very scientific. It doesn't sound like you're testing anything chromosomal with me.
Well, we get to that, Dan. But if you like it, I could whip out a chromosome test right now, shoot it at you. But, I've been a scout for many, many years. You also go on hunch and instinct and looked. I thought I read somewhere that you played ball somewhere back when. Did you not?
I played a long time ago. It's 40 years ago, and I don't believe there's any science to you pairing me with somebody from, what did you say, from a catcher, from an American softball catcher?
Yeah, she's a wonderful softball player from East Texas.
Thank you. I appreciate the offer, but I think that that's probably not appropriate. And some of this, I've got to tell you, Joy, I'm surprised people tell you this is a little bit creepy and weird.
No, Dan, I understand that reaction, but it's very respectful and professional. You know, most of the time I'll pay for a nice room at a Hampton Inn, you know, the ones with a kitchen, or I'll light some candles, disinfect the converted bedroom in my basement, and I'll meet the couple. A lot of times, I'm so careful, I wear a fencing mask. So it's like I'm not even there, because ultimately, it's about these couples and the future prospects that they make. I mean, last week, for example, I had this 6'10 forward from Georgia State and a 5'11 female track athlete, high jumper. Oh, my don, she was something. And they were, frankly, not hitting it off. So I'm full service. I poured a little Royal Crown Cola and some vodka. I talked about how much money that kid could make in the league. And then we put on some adult movies, you know, the classy kind, soft focus, you know, Shannon Tweed, the guy from Kiss His Wife. We got the mood exactly right. And then my mother starts yelling from upstairs there, my hand to God on this, that the remote is being tricky again. She can't watch Wheel of Fortune. She gets upset if, you know, I don't fix it for her before they solve the puzzle. So, you know, this all is going on, and the two kids, they want to leave. So I got to do damage control. I give the guy a neck rub. I got the lady to smoke a J. I sang a little Cat Stevens, a little Peace Train. Got the things feeling romantic again. And sure enough, after about an hour, they're making love in the back of my Chevy Tahoe while I watch through the windshield of my fencing mask. And if it takes, and they have a kid, LSU and Texas Tech, they've already offered scholarships. So this pays off as an extra service, just by the way, Dan. If the couple or the school wants, sometimes I'll provide a videotape of the intimate act, but only, Only, of course, if they consent to that. I save it for my scouting file. So as you can see, it's all very beautiful. It's all very natural.
Joey, I appreciate your time. I can't believe any of this. Thank you for being on with us. It's crazy. All of it is crazy. I appreciate you sharing the story with us, though.
I appreciate you helping me get the word out. It's joeyfranco.com. Anybody interested, please send your stats. And we're happy to take a look at whatever you got going on.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Dan.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.